Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau, broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is September 20th, 2011. We celebrate the Korean martyrs Andrew Kim Taegon and Paul Chung Hasong and their martyr companions. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Korean martyrs. John Paul II, Blessed John Paul II, our beloved Pope, canonized 103 of the over 10,000 martyrs of the 18th and 19th and 20th century of Korea. That's a lot. So the blood of the martyrs of Korea. In Korea, the Church of Korea is unique. It was started by lay people, not missionaries, right? We think of missionaries coming to Alaska, either Russian Orthodox priests or Jesuit priests coming up and going down the Yukon River. But no, the church in Korea was started by laymen and women. It was really interesting. So one of the saints whose name I'll mention is St. Paul Chung Hasong, and he was a catechist. He was a diplomat from Korea to Peking, China, and heard about Christianity there. The Jesuits were active in Peking. And he went and returned 9 times asking that priests be sent to his country that everyone might know the truth. They eventually took his life as the instigator of this Western religion. St. Andrew Kim Taegon is the first Korean priest. He went and studied seminary in China and was ordained, ministered for a year in Korea before he was captured, imprisoned for a long time, tortured, and then executed. If you type in Andrew Kim Taegon into your search engine, you can get the letters he wrote from prison. I love the internet. It's amazing. We can hear what he was writing in the 18th century to the other Christian faithful, much like Saint Ignatius of Antioch on his way to his death in Rome in the first century. The blood of the martyrs keeps renewing the church. But I'd suggest Jesus in the gospel today asks us not only to be ready to die for our faith, but every day to give witness, right? That's what martyrios means, to give witness to our faith. The gospel for today has a little bit of more background if you read Matthew's version. Matthew says, just after Jesus had been baptized in the Jordan, he starts preaching and teaching, and his family goes to get him because they think he's crazy. Right? They're done with this. You're a little kid from Nazareth, which is a no place, with questionable fatherhood. You need to come home. So his cousins, his mom, go to get him and take him home. And what does he respond? He says, "My mom and my brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and act on it." He basically, right, writes them out. DNA, blood ties, don't do it. If we want to be Christians, we are united in our action for Christ. Right, Matthew will go into great detail in the last judgment scene as Jesus is describing who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. Right, we have the sheep and the goats. You want to be a sheep. That's all you need to do. Be a sheep. But to be a sheep means to recognize Jesus in the poor and care for him when he's hungry, naked, thirsty, in prison, or sick. The Korean martyrs heard the word of God, right? They found a book. Andrew found a book in China about Christ. It doesn't say it was a gospel, but he found some writings, right, about Jesus, and he wanted to become Christian. He took them home, he read them. When he went back to Peking, he was baptized, and he returned to share it with his family and his neighbors and eventually his whole village, which was really upsetting. They found him out, finally, when he refused to offer sacrifice for the death, at the death of one of his elders. Because of the ancestral worship, he just didn't show up. And if you don't show up to the funeral, there's something else going on. So they went and found him. He died along with his father and grandfather, who had all converted to the Christianity. So we have to put our faith into action. What does that look like? Well, it looks like being ready to give witness. Right? We make choices every moment of every day because of our belief in Jesus. Let's make better choices. Right? I think often we go, oh, it's just too hard to be Christian. Right? It's too hard to stand against abortion or euthanasia or the oppression and grinding poverty that we're experiencing in our own country. The slavery, human slavery that picks our fruit and vegetables. There's lots of ways we can give witness in far-off lands. But the beauty of the Korean martyrs was it was lay people that built the church for over 150 years. Before they had priests coming to them. That's a long time with only baptism, right? No Eucharist, only baptism and the Bible. Built the Church of Korea for over a century. So maybe we need to spend some more time with our baptismal promises and God's Word.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.